Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt.
Our guest is Jens Sondergaard, senior European economist at Nomura in London. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Happy to be on.
Well, we have a continued deadlock here with Eurozone finance chiefs trying to figure out what to do about Greece. What's your prediction here? How does this whole situation play out?
Well, it's true. All eyes are still on Greece. And last night we learned that the finance ministers ended their meeting in Brussels without a firm agreement on how to involve the private sector in the second Greek financial package. I should say we hadn't expected the ministers to reach an agreement last night. I think the main news is that considerable differences in views still remain between Germany on the one side and the views of France and the European Central Bank on the other side. The comments out of the meeting last night suggested that it may take longer to reach an agreement. The Luxembourg finance minister hinted that we may have to wait until July. I think the bottom line is that the pressure remains on the euro area politicians to reach an agreement. We think there will be an agreement, but at the moment there's additional uncertainty on timing. And I'm afraid these news are not very helpful for investor sentiment.
Well, could you explain the two sides? What does Germany want? What does everybody else want?
Well, essentially, Germany wants to make sure that the private sector is involved in this Greek package, and it's talking about a debt swap. I mean, the worry for France and the European Central Bank is that this private sector version, this German version of private sector involvement, is essentially a credit event and will trigger shockwaves through the financial system. So I think there are some technical details that needs to be worked out. In particular, can you design a solution, which I think will have to be some sort of maturity extension for private sector creditors that doesn't trigger a credit event.
Well, have we heard from the private sector creditors? I mean, they obviously don't want to take a haircut, but are they willing to compromise somewhere?
Well, it remains to be seen what kind of incentives you can design to induce private sector creditors to be involved in this package, and from my point of view, that's still unclear.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I should say, I mean, the main focus at the moment is really on the political situation in Greece, and that continues to be fragile. Well, we're waking up this morning to a general strike today in Greece, and that's actually the third this year. And the Greek Prime Minister Papandreou is actually under tremendous pressure to ensure that he has a parliamentary majority for the new tougher fiscal budget plans. And this majority looks to be very thin. Public opposition to the package is increasing, and there is a risk, I think, that more of the ruling party members will defect in the next couple of days. So I guess the bottom line is that we continue to monitor the political situation very closely.
How big a concern is inflation to you?
Well, certainly inflation on our side of the Atlantic, especially in the euro area and in the UK, are at very high levels. They're certainly above the targets that the Bank of England and the European Central Bank are comfortable with. Now, the European Central Bank has already moved, has already hiked rates, as we know, and have signaled that further rate hikes are coming. Then we see the next one in July. So I think that there's certainly still a risk that inflation can move higher, and we're not out of the woods. The good news is that the ECB has signaled that it's doing something. It's doing something to fight the inflation risk. On the Bank of England, we're still waiting for a move by the Bank of England. The inflation is currently running at twice the Bank of England target, but our call is for the Bank of England to move in August.
In August. So the European Central Bank again in July, Bank of England in August. What about the Federal Reserve?
Well, the Federal Reserve, of course, has a different mandate than European Central Bank and the Bank of England. And we still see considerable headwinds in the U.S. economy and are calling for a Fed funds rate hike in beginning of 2013. So that's still some way off. And it's probably interesting that we have monetary policy cycles across the globe so unsynchronized or so out of sync. But I think really it's a new world that we're moving into where inflationary pressures in the euro area are somehow linked to what we're seeing in emerging markets, where we have very strong growth. And out there, we know that central banks have already moved. They've already tightened monetary policy. And in that sense, the European monetary policy cycle is not out of sync with what's happening out in Asia.
Jens Søndergaard, senior European economist at Nomura, on the line from London.
You can subscribe to Bloomberg's premium podcast service at Bloomberg.com/Tom Keene and listen to Bloomberg the First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2011 Bloomberg LP.